ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Howdy, and welcome to some of the best bits of Take 5 from the last few years. In the lead up to our next big season, I'll be sharing some golden moments with some of my favourite guests over the coming weeks. Somewhere in the middle of nowhere, I think maybe I'll just stay there. Don't tell me you miss me, I don't care. I'm somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Back in 2019, I headed out of the studio for a special conversation with Kacey Musgraves. She was about to play a sold-out show at Sydney's Enmore Theatre. It was her first Australian visit, and there were cowgirls and gays in pink hats already lined up down the street to get prime position. It was a time for Kacey. She'd won every category she was nominated in at that year's Grammys, including Album of the Year for Golden Hour. And as a longtime fan, it was such a treat to grab some time with the woman of the moment. But I took her back to an old song she wrote when I asked her to pick five songs that helped her follow her arrow. One of her picks was by an Australian, Kevin Parker, aka Tame Impala. And Kacey shared with me just how it resonated with her. If only
Well, I love Tame Impala so much. I just instantly feel really good when I hear, you know, Kevin's music, and I know that they're Aussies, right? So naturally, it felt like a really good choice. And their last record, I don't know, gave me a lot of peace going into making mine. Mm. And I just think that it's really nice to see a world where kind of like synthy, hazy, very like mellow music can live with lyrics that really mean something. I don't think that it all has to be abstract. And I really appreciated that a lot about this song. I take it to mean the impending kind of doom of needing to break up with someone, knowing that it's not right, and knowing that it's got to happen, and that eventually it'll feel better. Eventually. And that's like what I take away from that. But I got to see Tame Impala live the other night in Nashville. They came through, and oh man, it was just the grooviest show. I had the best time. I don't really get a lot of chances to see live music anymore because I'm always out playing my own. Yeah. And I randomly had a night off in town. The weather was perfect, and it was the perfect day. I woke up in my own bed, which is very rare. I cooked myself breakfast, woke up in my own house. That's like such a rarity these days. And then I went over and to my friend's backyard studio, Daniel Tashian. He and Ian Fitchhook created my record with me. And, you know, whenever we can, we still get together and, you know, toss around some song ideas. So I got up, I made breakfast, and I went over to Daniel's house, and we played around with a new idea, a new song. And then we all got in the car and went down to the Tame Impala show together. And the weather was perfect. And it just was like such a beautiful day, you know, inspiring on many levels. And I got to say hello to Kevin afterwards and just tell him how much the show really meant to me. And I just think that it's just, you know, so much, especially in the genre where I came from, is so much emphasis is put on whether something has tempo or not, you know, up-tempo songs. It's sadly the deciding factor a lot of times in whether something will be successful or not. Mm. And I think that that's dangerous because there's so many other factors that make music good, not just tempo. And it reinforced that fact to me when I went to the Tame Impala show and I saw a sea of people just bobbing their heads and grooving out to this show, you know, this 90-minute show where there wasn't much talking to the audience. There wasn't a lot of high tempo and everyone had the best time. Mm. It's like if something feels good, that's all that matters.
Feel so enveloped in something as well.
Yeah.
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 We have one more choice.
to get to. We can't forget about Dolly.
Oh, you cannot forget about the Queen.
Here You Come Again. And this is a song that you performed in tribute at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this song?
Well, this is a song that I have covered a lot myself. And then when I got the chance to actually perform it with the Queen herself, it was just one of the most unforgettable moments of my life. Mm. And she serves as a giant kind of a totem pole for me, because she embodies a lot of different things that I think are really special. She's so intelligent and such a wonderful songwriter. Her craft comes first, but then there she is in her rhinestones and her big hair, and you know, this iconic kind of figure in pop culture over the years. And I just, to me, when you strip all that away, she would still have her songs. Mm. So I think that it doesn't really matter what she piles on top of it, because I mean, we all know what she's really about. And she was a joy to work with. She was so down to earth and super nice to me and hilarious. So needless to say, I'm ending this list with one of my favorite songs of all time and one of my favorites to sing. It's Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again.
Casey Musgraves, thanks so much for taking five.
Thank you.
Right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again.
Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again, one of Casey Musgrave's songs that follow her arrow. I love that chat. You can check out the full episode with Casey on the Take 5 podcast. There's a link in the show notes. Casey also recently released her seventh studio album, Middle of Nowhere, a big return to her country roots, and it's one of Double J's best albums of the year so far. You can see what else we rated. The full list is on the Double J website now. And join me for more Take 5 Best Bits next time.
Double J has the deeper cuts, future classics, and stories behind the music you care about. And they've just put together their list of the 20 best albums of the year so far. Who knows? You might find your next listen, your late night rabbit hole, or your all-day soundtrack. Double J's list of the best albums of the year so far. Check it out now on the Double J website.